Randy and Jason Sklar have been doing stand-up comedy together for more than two decades. They're not just brothers, they're identical twins who know each other inside and out.
Here's how obsessed I am with the show Hoarders. I have 10 episodes of Hoarders on my DVR. Mm-hmm. I've watched all of them.
Yep.
I cannot erase any of them.
I totally get that.
Those are perfectly good episodes.
You'll find a use for them.
Even if it's not on my TV, I'll find a use for them. Yeah.
Tell them the problem.
The problem for me is that every episode of Hoarders on my DVR is attached to a memory of me sitting on the couch watching an episode of Hoarders.
I get it.
But I feel like if I delete any of them,
you're deleting part of your soul.
Thank you very much.
I totally get that.
As comics, the brothers have traveled the country with their banter, and now they're taking it a step further, letting the locale shape their jokes. The brothers are in Raleigh to get to know the culture and community for a new television show on the Travel Channel. And you can hear some of those jokes at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh tonight through Saturday. But first, the Sklar brothers join us here in the studio. Randy and Jason Sklar, welcome. It's good to have
thank
you here.
Thank you so much. I kind of want to enter the frog fracas.
I know.
A little bit right there.
What can we do to help,
What can we do to help the frogs? I want to help out in every way possible. Can we tell jokes?
You can tell.
Can we make the animals laugh?
You should be the Harlequin frog. I mean, isn't that a natural?
To me is,
I think that's a natural.
Is there a twin frog? The Harlequin frog should be the new mascot. Got for the NC State. They should not be the Wolfpack.
No,
let's face it, the Wolfpack has fallen on hard times.
Yeah.
We should do
our next show.
It's quite possible that the Harlequin frog can jump higher than anybody in NC State at this moment, but who knows?
Not sure.
That's a joke that you should have made and not me. I have to go face those people and you can move out of
here. That's right.
Tell us. By the way, we want you to join our conversation, 877-962-9862. Sklar Brothers are here to figure out what's funny about Raleigh and they need your help. So call us and tell us what they should see when they're in town to help them for their new show on the Travel Channel to give them an idea what the Triangle's about. 877-962-9862. Tell us about this. The premise. What's the show about?
So whenever we sort of go around and do stand-up comedy, usually the first 5 minutes of our headlining set, we will take and sort of make comedy about what we're experiencing in the town that we're in, and we thought that would make for a great documentary.
Documentary?
Yeah. I'm new.
What are you saying?
A new pronunciation.
A new pronunciation.
Oh.
Documentary.
Yes.
It would make for a good documentary. And it's
just it's basically three documentaries in one. So you've got the one documentary, which is us, what it's like to be comedians on the road at this level doing what we do. The second is what it's like to be in that town right now. So what is Raleigh facing in 2016? And number three,
What is the evolution
of the anatomy of a joke? How do you take an observation in the field, and we would shoot that as wherever we are, and then how does that then turn into a funny thought, which then turns into an idea, which then turns into a bit, and then
we've been in Raleigh for a day now, and we realize the food is delicious, but it's going to kill us.
It's trying to kill us. Mm-hmm. We went to Beasley's last night, and I literally ordered chicken and waffles, and the waiter said, "Would you like a side of chicken and waffles with that?" With your chicken. And then he said, "You get one more side."
Yeah.
I was like, "What else can I get?"
A dozen donuts.
I can get a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts on the side
so
of the side.
So we can prep for the Krispy Kreme challenge, which is
the food is going to kill you. It's delicious, but it's going to kill us.
On a bed of french fries. Hey, I want to get a call in before our break. Dale is on the line from Sanford. Hey, Dale, what should they see? Good to have you on the phone.
Hey, Frank, thanks so much. You guys have to take just a small trip outside of Chapel Hill. I know it's the Raleigh area, but mm-hmm. take a small trip out of Chapel Hill and head to a community called Bynum mm-hmm. and see this artist named Clyde Jones.
Okay.
And he makes deer statues out of wood logs.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds
you will
exciting.
Find them
with chainsaws, right, Dale? I mean, he uses a chainsaw.
So don't make a joke absolutely. About him because he's carrying a chainsaw.
And let me tell you what, his house is the most amazing house I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's every single color of the rainbow mm-hmm. with animals painted on it, and I can't even
sounds
put
tasteful.
It into words how amazing this place is.
Could he be the link to the reason why the tree frogs are the frogs are going?
He is cutting the trees, cutting trees down that frogs could be living in
together right?
to make deer.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks
so much for your call, Dale. That is so now tell you again, sort of in terms of the anatomy of joke, what do you do with that? Right?
So what do we do with that? I mean, if we were to go out to that, if it were something that, you know, I mean, this is something that this guy knows, but if it were something that everybody knew and everybody sort of experienced and we could go there and experience it. I mean, I can give an example. We did this in sort of a podcast form up in Buffalo, and I didn't know that Rick James was buried in Buffalo. And that's a very interesting thing to me. Why no one would ever think that he would be buried up there. We went to
didn't necessarily think that he was buried. Yeah. I thought that maybe he had
maybe
just
at
been
sea or something. I don't know.
Ashes scattered on in a brothel. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
The point is we went to his grave, and when you go to his grave and experience it, there is a bunch of people left a bunch of things at the grave.
And it was very hard for us to determine what was specifically left there on purpose and what just was sort of
blew in from the highway.
Trash.
And I think that very much was an indication of his life. And I think you wouldn't understand that until you actually go and experience it live. And so when we were talking about it on stage in Buffalo, the people knew we had been there. So if we had gone to this person's house who had done all this great, you know, deer art of the thing, if we had been there, we could talk about it in specifics that I think people would understand. And again, if it represents what Raleigh is as a town, and we're trying to understand if Raleigh's a pie, trying to understand the different pieces of
a very unhealthy pie.
Very unhealthy
but
pie.
But delicious.
Delicious. And by the way, you get waffles with the pie.
Yeah, waffles come with everything.
On a bed of French fries. I'm going to take a break right here. We're going to come back. My guest comedians, identical twins, Randy and Jason Sklar. They're going to be at Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh tonight through Saturday. Find out about their appearances, but they're also doing something for the Travel Channel, and we want to hear from you at 877-962-9862. We're going to continue our conversation in a moment. Give us a call and do stay tuned. This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio, talking with comedians and identical twins Randy and Jason Sklar. The brothers perform at Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh tonight through Saturday. They're in Raleigh filming a television show for the Travel Channel, and they want to hear from you about places they can go or kind of quirky things about the city, kind of what makes Raleigh, Raleigh. So call us, 877-962-9862. I mean, this also brings us to the question of that there are places that are places. I mean, you mentioned Buffalo, New York. I was raised there. That's a place. That place has some character, right?
Sure, totally. Sure. We found out when we were up there that in Buffalo that Uber tried to make it in Buffalo but couldn't make it in Buffalo. Why? Because a lot of people in Buffalo drive drunk. They're proud of it.
And I think they're all driving drunk at the same time. So the weaving patterns are the same. And
so essentially
works.
Uber got destroyed by a drunk driver. I mean, and that's what it was. And for us, that was a fascinating fact that we didn't know
until
we got
there. I think what we're experiencing in Raleigh is that there's a little bit of like an old Raleigh versus new Raleigh happening. Yeah. You've got the tech triangle, and then at the same time, you've got, you know,
just buy moonshine from a
dude. You can buy moonshine from somebody at their house. I mean, I think that that dichotomy of Raleigh places people firmly at the center, and sometimes you're living your life on both sides of it, and to me that's really interesting.
How much research do you have to do before you come to town?
We did some. We definitely did some, and we have a great team of people working with us and helping us. They want to put us in position to be funny and have fun, and we want to hit all the best places. But at the same time, you know, we want the things to come up organically. We want to hear from people who live in Raleigh about the places.
Ostensibly, the best moments of this show will be moments that we discover on camera or something we had heard about, we go to see, and you see us experiencing it for the first time. And I've never been to Raleigh, so this is all discovery for me. So to see it for the first time, have an interesting observation about it or a take on it, and have that turn into material that at the end of the TV show, you will see the set of comedy. So you will see it all sort of. To me, I think of it like a cooking show. And most cooking shows are wonderful to watch, but
like,
then
more like
end,
Top Chef, more than just a cooking show.
More than Top Chef, because those shows are fascinating to watch and I love them because there's so much creativity. But then at the end, you're watching someone else eat the food. There's no satisfaction as far as that's concerned. We are baking the ingredients into this thing throughout, and then at the very end, you sit at home and you get a chance to watch it the same way the people who are
at the club.
In the club get to watch it. And I will say this, in this increasing world where people are on their phones and individual and, you know, we've sort of shrunk.
There are very few communal experiences.
I think sitting in a room and listening to people laugh is something that is like a 16-foot jump shot in the NBA. It's like a frog. It's slowly dying.
Let's go to the phone. In Apex, the peak of good living, Britt is on the line. Hello, Britt.
Hello. Appreciate your show.
Sure.
If your guests have the opportunity, there's a iconic restaurant. It's been open since 1940, run by a Greek family. They serve the best hot dogs in the world, and it's served from the house of the family.
What?
West Street, downtown Raleigh, the Roast Grill.
Mm.
George Paneris is the proprietor. It seats maybe 15 people. They have a very limited menu.
Is that the one where they will not give you, it's like either mustard or ketchup, and they don't have french fries, it's like only potato chips?
They do not serve ketchup.
No ketchup.
Taste of the chili. Mm-hmm. And the matriarch of the family imposed that rule, and it's held too strictly. No French fries.
No French fries.
No waffles, no chicken. Hot dogs.
Wow. All right, well, thanks for that tip, Brett.
Yeah, side of hot dogs.
Hot dog. You get a side of hot dogs with your hot dog, I'm sure. This is Raleigh.
Mustard only. Uh-huh. It does sound a little bit dangerous, though, in one way, because you can go in and something might be funny to you, and the folks in town are like looking at you like, what's funny about that?
I don't want to say that we're like the Melinda brothers, but we are on a bit of a tightrope.
Yeah.
I mean, we're out there, and that is the risk, and to me, that's the excitement of doing comedy. You always are putting yourself on the line to succeed or fail in a way that you kind of aren't in day-to-day life. So, you know, yes. What we say is if we get it right, it can be euphoric and wonderful. If we get it wrong, it could be disastrous. But
again, that's another reason why you'd want to tune in. You're seeing these things that are funny to us throughout. Right. But if it doesn't connect with the audience, it would be terrible for our stand-up in the moment to have to deal with that. It's not terrible.
By the way, I haven't even said this to you yet. I loved you on Family Ties. I just want you to know that. I thought you were fantastic.
Me too.
The money's better in public radio.
You don't have to tell us.
Sure.
We did it in public radio. Sure.
No, but I think that tightrope is worth watching. People want to tune in and say, like, are we going to do it? And we don't know. We walk into a city and we really don't know.
But not just any cities. I mean, we talked about Buffalo. That's a place that's got a little bit of a reputation and some character. Raleigh, this is an up-and-coming place, changeable. Austin was another place
we went to Austin. And
so what are the parameters? I mean, how do you pick a place? Because there are places that aren't places.
Sure.
Yeah.
It should be anywhere. We should be able to do it anywhere.
Really?
We'll say that. Yes, I think we should. Although there are some places that have just natural, you know, easy things to latch onto. And I think as we start to go to cities, things start to file under certain categories. There's food. There are hidden gems within a city.
There's history. There's entertainment. There are the idiosyncrasies of the city itself. There's the way people speak. All these things, you know, they make up the personality, again, that pie that we're talking about.
It's a composite of the city. And for us, it's almost like we're good friends with Jeff Ross, who is the roast master. He's probably the best living, you know, roasting comedian. And he said something.
Rickles is pretty good.
He is still alive. But I'm talking about roasting in like the Comedy Central roasts and whatnot. Why are you attacking me?
Because
on public
radio.
Like
you needed to get attacked,
Randy.
Confrontation on public radio.
We'll attack Frank for not letting us put cameras in here. No, I'm kidding. Our cameras are outside in the parking lot.
I love the shots
shooting
you're
from across the street.
You're actually in Chapel Hill.
I'm happy
these are great shots.
They are great shots. Thank you, Frank. What we said was that what he said to us, that when you're roasting someone, if you love them, that comes through. Mm-hmm. And
it's actually a really high compliment. So you don't want it to be mean.
We don't want to be mean-spirited.
Yeah, really understand it.
And so you got to walk that line. It's like if we're outsiders and we just come in and make fun of things, then audiences know that. So we have to really experience it, find what we love about it, and find what
That love has to come through in the jokes.
It's interesting because that's the kind of the Garrison Keillor approach, right? I mean, definitely taken off on his region of the country and his folk, but they're his folk. So he's got a little in there.
He
has to do it with love, right? Because if he's just hating his folk, then he's not going to
be no matter how much he complains about certain things, no matter how much he really goes after something,
if you've ever been ribbed about something you know you do, you love it. There's some part of you.
Someone understands you.
Someone gets you on the deepest
level.
Took
the time to care.
And I'm going to put out a different call because I know a lot of people are calling for places, and that's what we asked for, but not so many. Well, the places to go, have dinner, but little idiosyncrasies, things that you notice about your own place. You may have been raised here and you find it idiosyncratic. Possibly you're a newcomer and you found it downright weird. One of the wonderful things that I've noticed about this area is just speech patterns. I just love, as I say, Buffalo, New York, and we've got our way. Got a way of expressing ourselves there, as I'm sure you guys have figured out.
We guys did figure that out.
But there's this double conditional in the Southern speech. Not only might you, but you might could.
You might could. You might do it.
That's like hoping with hope.
Yeah.
You know, that's the waffle on top of the waffle.
Yeah. That's right.
Lingually speaking, as we are.
Linguistically. I don't know why I'm
why
correcting
you
so much.
Why are you coming off on me?
Because I'm on Frank's side. Why
really
did you want
angry.
Cameras in here, Randy?
Because
really
I wanted
angry.
Cameras to be in the room.
No, I wouldn't let them bring their cameras.
You wouldn't let us be like, what happened? Did something happen? What happened to you in your life? I need to know.
I'm in Washington, D.C., work for NPR.
Yes.
I've seen photographers.
Yes.
Here's the thing. They're wonderful people.
Yes.
I would share my bathroom with them.
Sure. I wouldn't go that far, Frank.
And my restaurant. But I will tell you what, professionally, they are trained to get the shot.
Right.
And if you get to that level where you're actually actually working for the Travel Channel.
Did something happen to you, though?
Many times.
What happened?
They push you out of the way. They pull your plugs out.
You were physically abused by a cameraman.
Knocked to the ground more than once.
What?
More than once.
I'm so sorry.
I would share my bathroom with that man and woman who did that. The problem is they're professionally trained to get the shot.
I understand.
They would pull the mics out of the way. They would dance on this table. They would sit on my head.
I don't want them to sit on your head.
Because they're good. And that's why I couldn't let them in.
He understands.
I wanted the explanation. We didn't want to dig so far into your past, but I wanted to find out what was
behind
these people.
Then there was a thing with my mother.
Let him get out the thing with his mom.
The thing about my mom.
She filmed him from age 2 to age 7, and it felt very intrusive.
It was the sonogram.
You were part of the original seven. Oh, yeah. They were still doing ultrasounds when he was out of the womb.
I think it's just very intrusive.
All right,
so what have you found so far about Raleigh? What's cool about this place?
First of all, we love this notion that the food can kill you. We also love that there is this struggle between old and new. There's a Confederate statue in the middle of downtown, and that of a Confederate soldier. I know that rubs people the wrong way.
Some people might say it's fine. It's part of our past.
Other people might say get rid of it.
There's a debate. There is like a legitimate debate, and you can see all sides of it.
We say don't get rid of the statue.
Keep the statue.
We say build another statue connected to that statue. And that statue should be of Michael Jordan dunking on the Confederate soldier. Now, stay with me. What's wrong with that?
Who isn't going to love that?
That solves everything.
Everybody loves Michael Jordan.
Everybody loves Jordan.
That connects race relations.
North Carolina.
This is a thing that we need to, we can get Banksy to do it. We don't even have to watch him do it.
How would that be? We don't have to show his face.
I'm telling you, this is a fix. And so Randy and I want to kind of, we still have more to explore. We just got here. So we'll find out more. And if you come to our shows at Goodnights, which is one of the best comedy clubs in the country.
I can't believe it's taken us this long to actually come here. It's considered an A room. So, you know, in terms of comedians, all say this is a great room to come to, and the showroom itself is gorgeous.
This is your chance. Come out and see us and see if we get it right. And then there will be camera crews.
There will be a lot of photographers
but
there.
Frank
is going to make sure they're outside
they're
gonna
be
the
in the
bar.
Parking lot.
I'm not
going to
be anywhere near them.
You
I just
come.
Let them do their job.
I'm sending a camera crew to your house.
We're going to follow them home. They're going to pop up in your car, and they're going to scare the hell out of you. No, but we will have them there, and we'll ask you as an audience, did we get it right? Did we get it right?
Yeah. Because I think that's
part of this show.
Of course, then we're going to do a whole full set of comedy that we've been doing and working on.
We're not just doing 5 minutes. We'll top the show with what we learn about Raleigh, and then we'll do our set. But we would love to see you out there.
How long do you spend in a town usually? Is it like this?
It's usually 3 days.
Yeah.
4 days tops. We might get in on a Wednesday. We usually maybe on a Thursday. We usually have one show Thursday night, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, which is a great opportunity to work stuff through the mill. And then you do the press, and then you're out. You know, then you're talking to people who say, you got to go to that. Someone said, you got to go to the Angus Barn.
Oh, yeah.
In town.
Good steaks there.
And the boot.
What do they have out front? They have a boot
that can kick you in the tush.
You don't know about that? I actually haven't been there.
Oh, well, there is a booth that can kick you in the tush.
I heard someone said it's like one of the best restaurants.
One of the nicest restaurants. And then outside, there's a thing, a boot that can kick you.
Wow.
I just imagine people get engaged there.
Yeah.
Someone saying, honey, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I imagine myself growing old with you.
Having children with you.
First, I'd like you to go outside and get your butt kicked by that machine. and then
let's have a 300-pound steak and then get married. We're back to Apex. Apex, by the way, is a town.
I love it.
Hello, Johnny. Apex, the Apex that they're referring to is this is the highest point on the railroad in the Piedmont.
Nice.
And so the railroad put the track through there. They called it Apex. And now the folk there, and back me up on this, Johnny, Apex is the peak of good living. That's on the license plate.
Apex, which they issue
their own license plates.
That's great.
But that's not what you call, Johnny. What do you have for us?
Well, I'm from here originally, so we've got most of the people here now from out of town. Given direction is becoming troublesome, especially with street names in Wake County. One of the streets in particular starts in Garner and ends in way north Raleigh, and it begins as Timber. And now, mind you, you don't have to turn left or right off of this street, and it stays the same road, but it changes names 6 times. It goes from Timber to Hammond to Person to Wake Forest to Atlantic to Litchford. So given direction, sometimes it's pretty tricky.
It's like the Robert Durst of streets. It just keeps changing names
over and over again.
That's great. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. It is true. Right out here, this goes from South Street. This is Blackwell Street.
Mm-hmm.
Except a block away, it's South, Blackwell, Corcoran, Washington, and there's one more.
We heard some complaining about the driving in Raleigh. People who have really upset about the driving. And as we were coming here, a woman had her left turn signal on in the left lane.
Then veered into our lane to the right.
Almost
ran our van off the road and then honked at us.
Got mad at us.
It was our fault.
Well, did you have photographers in the car?
Yeah, she felt very. She saw the cameras, Frank.
She felt very impeded upon. I'm on Frank's side all of a sudden now. Yeah. What were we doing in there?
Completely right.
Where we?
I don't know if I'm ever launched a joke and it was just like really wrong. Like,
yes,
like not just not funny, but oh, you shouldn't have said that. What was that?
Oh, geez. I mean, we've lived in it. There was a time we did a corporate event, and you know, those comedy is best when your hands aren't tied. If your hands are tied for whatever reason and you can't be as free as to live out on the edge as you are.
We did a corporate event where the walk from the kitchen where they wanted us to walk into the stage was so long that the people who didn't really know who we were stopped clapping about 25 seconds.
So you literally
before we
heard
us
shuffle on the carpet to get up. That, you never want to hear shuffling before.
In the middle of that set, the woman who was the wife of the CEO of the company had an epileptic seizure in the front row. And we were still expected to continue with our comedy.
It just, those moments happen. And then, you know, in those moments, we have done this to ourselves and that we tell our kids this, we live our lives on the edge. Yeah. You know, you're on that edge and it could go right or it could go wrong.
But the only way you grow and the only way you get better and the only way you find things out about yourself is to go outside of your comfort zone and try to do something. So, Frank, I'd like to bring the cameras in here.
it's too late. They're going to love these shots. They're going to love these shots. That's going to be part of the deal and you're going to laugh about
it. I'm just saying, you live outside of your comfort zone for a minute, and that's what we do.
That's what we do in our lives.
I lived outside my comfort zone for 20 years in Washington, D.C.
Come on,
and I learned from my mistakes. I grew. And I grew to the point where I realized, let's leave Washington and come to North Carolina where I can talk to you guys.
You ended up here at a great spot. This is a great place.
This is where growth will bring a man to.
It is a cool thing.
I love that the tobacco company, what used to be tobacco companies or factories, are now – so they've taken you – first they had people addicted to nicotine, and now it's a bunch of bars. So they're getting people addicted to alcohol.
It's like the
methadone.
I kind of like the transition.
It's a nice switch. No, but I love that it's real. I love that this area has developed in such a beautiful way and created something beautiful. I don't know why tobacco is – it's in trouble. You know that, big tobacco.
Yeah,
because they stopped appealing to children, I think.
Yeah. Now they got to get back to that.
I think what they need to do is to build like a full tobacco
amusement park
right around here. Instead of a log flume, make it a log phlegm.
They just come sliding down
a Cigarello into a river of phlegm into a giant black lung. I mean, do we have to design everything here?
I don't know why we have to do everything for big
tobacco. That is some great thinking, guys, and you
thank
belong
you.
With that kind of thinking, you'll love it on Jones Street. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
For coming to Raleigh, my guest comedians Randy and Jason Sklar. They're going to be at Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh tonight through Saturday. We've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. They're also piloting a TV show for the Travel Channel. Pay attention to that as well. This is the State of Things, and as I say, go to the website, stateofthings.org. We've got a lot of stuff there. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Sheldon Ormond, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley's our technical director. Brent Wolf is our news director, and it took every one of them to keep those photogs out of this studio, and we did it. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.